session.
Please repeat.
I said I welcome you to this first board meeting. It is now 2200 and I call this meeting open. First point, I will need a secretary for the meeting. Is there anyone willing to take the minutes of this meeting?
Would that just be adding to the pad there or something else?
It would be adding to the pad and basically taking down the decisions of writing down the decisions of the board and key elements of the discussion, what the items that are tabled.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. Oh, well, Thomas went silently and put his name there. Okay.
All right. It looks like we're covered.
Okay. From what I see, all board members are accounted for, if I'm not wrong. So the
code is missing.
Count's excused.
We need to record names on line 12 and line 20.
Yeah, so we've got to do that because participating is Andrew Thomas Ray Bailey, unexcused Cone. From the alternate board members present are Gregory Nikolai Adam, excused as Patrick. And we do have a mentioned guest, which is Bastian, Alex, Akula, and Tom from Japan. And Guillaume, naturally, he's a member of the board as well, and he's present.
No, I'm not. I'm just a figment of your imagination. Don't worry.
So for excused versus unexcused, does that just mean people who have notified ahead of time versus people who just didn't show up?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Correct.
Yes, I'd like to extend apologies for Patrick, who's celebrating a birthday tonight, so he can't be here.
Well, to be honest, it's Jelena's birthday, so we should mention it somehow.
Yes, we wish you a happy birthday.
And Patrick and Yelena send their regards and wish us a very productive meeting tonight.
Happy birthday, Yelena.
Happy birthday.
From all of us, happy birthday. We won't sing.
We love you.
I don't want any thunderstorms to stop the meeting. So I'll refrain from singing. So out of seven members, six are present. And in the current rules of procedure, that means that we have met a valid quorum to open the debates. And we can go with the regular voting procedures with a simple majority on the items that require decision.
Sorry, Bailey, you can't approve the minutes of the last meeting. You were not there.
Well, obviously she can because we are standing board, although person have changed.
No, I see. But if nobody was there, how can you approve or disapprove?
No, that's fair. I took my name off, unless... unless you guys want it there.
Well, to be honest, it's the board. The board just has changed with some people, but it's still the same board.
Well, yeah, sorry. My understanding is approval of the minutes is to say it's a true and fair representation of what happened.
Yeah, and me being there and others may have listened to it, they may say whatever they'd like because it is public.
Yes, it's just that Bailey wasn't there, that's all. You were there, I was there. So that's fine, but just,
I mean... Yeah, and everybody else can even approve it because they're on the board. And then the board is capable of doing so.
Interesting, the whole entire last year we did it the other way, okay.
I'll just abstain from this one, it's all good.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter as long as the people present back then approve of the minutes that they've been presented. For the others that weren't there, they can abstain or vote. It doesn't really matter, but as long as the people that were present do concede that these minutes reflect what was discussed, then we're all fine with it, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, reports from the board members. Well, I did spend some time with medias this week and was able to bring BPI to the headlines of the Swiss press. And even show up on TV and radio, made several interviews with the press. Not only did we provide a press release for Switzerland, but it also rose some visibility in the diplomatic circles and NGO circles in Geneva, as you might have seen the mail that we received on the board mail contact distribution point earlier today. In that respect, the exercise was a full success, but it is only part of the first step of a communication plan to increase the visibility of PPI at international level within the NGO circles, within the diplomatic circles, so that we also gain traction on the subjects that we want to defend, on the campaigns in terms of activism that we will raise. So that is the first part of what I did this week. The other part was basically to find ourselves a domiciliation and prepare this first meeting. I've also been in contact with the Geneva authorities and the federal authorities to start all the processes of recognition, of funding as well, so that in an 18-month horizon, we will have some financial means to develop programs and projects pertaining to our core focus and political subjects we want to defend in the Geneva NGO and diplomatic circles, with also all the international institutions. So those were my activities this week. I hope that they will be as fruitful for the next coming months, and that we can get up to speed and get PPI the recognition it deserves, and also get PPI brokering more propositions and contributions to the development of key subjects like, for instance, cyber weapons control, just as I did tonight with the representative of the Lebanese diplomatic delegation to the UN, which is in charge of that dossier. Next, Bailey.
Okay, so I don't have anything specific to report. The last week after the GA for me has just been, you know, chatting with you, Guillaume, and with Others also just prepping for the first meeting and trying to get a feel for the agenda, rules of procedure, that kind of thing. I mean, on my end, a lot of it has just been processing the GA and trying to do some damage control also, that I don't think I need to get into here. But that's pretty much it. I'll discuss some of my ideas later on when we get to it. Anybody have questions?
Okay, then I'll continue. I have nothing much to report this week. Leading up to the GA, the fundraiser we started netted $333. This has been transferred to Patrick for disbursement. Also the list of people who need rewards for that. And at this point, I'd like to thank Patrick, Yelena, and Jez for their work at the GA, as well as the many volunteers who stepped into the breach.
As Keith is quiet, I believe, if there are no questions for Andrew. It's not a lot. Sorry, my phone's ringing. I might read it aloud for him. I have been reporting back with part of Israel regarding PP International Board work, chatted with Tom about Treasurer, going through all of the tasks and making sure that I'm connected to on all forums. And I believe you'd ask you lost Guillaume in the meantime, so I'll just take over for the meantime.
No, I'm here.
I'm here. Sorry, I haven't seen you right now. Just go ahead. Cone's missing. Raymond.
Okay, I will be simply reading a statement from Anders Klepper. He says, regarding the finance, it has been some experience to be on the board, first as an ordinary board member and then as an alternate board member in the PPI board. We have achieved some of our goals, but we have seen a lot of obstacles in trying to get the finances in place so it would actually be possible to develop PPI to what is agreed it should be according to the statutes. Shown as, on the financial report, there's a lot of resources to use for any kind of activity that could make PPI a force in the international arena as a marketing spearhead for the Pirate Party movement. With the figures we see from the former board, there is very little hope to develop PPI in the direction we have agreed upon in the statutes. In order to manage that, it's actually required to have a working administration that will provide the services all members need and services according to the aforementioned section 131. To maintain a strong administration, we need finance and funding. What is and can be provided by member parties will simply not aid anyone in institutionalizing Pirate Party ideas and policies. To fight the big birds, we need heavier equipment and stronger wings. Why institutionalize anything? Isn't that what we need to get rid of, institutions? Question marks behind all those sentences. Unfortunately, the real world doesn't work that way. What PPI can do is institutionalize decentralization and all the other party basics. Without institutions, laws, and legal practices promoting the pirate ideas, there is not much of a movement to do in a long-term game against other international organizations and institutions. I sincerely hope all PPI members will realize that any kind of big league play actually costs money if our goals is to be close to be achieved on an international level. We need more interest around the party movement, and we need more elected representatives around the world. For the activism, the political party of the pirate movement is supporting other rules of the game. But for the political spearheads, we only have institutionalization as a tool. There is no workaround until after we have changed the world. We can hack, we can help evolution, we can do a lot of things. But we cannot have power in a long-term fight to prove our points. Until we build institutions. That's how far as I could go. Thank you.
You're welcome. Me taking over, I believe. I'm doing some minor stuff on Wiki, but being prepared, busy helping out with the agenda and some minor discussion. Nothing for learning this week. Questions? I believe not. Nikolai.
Well, I just said a proposal for agenda. Proposal which can improve board transparency and also attract pirate activists. Well, in description below with a link. So that's it.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, but not a lot to say. Lots of work here with my kids being around, and in terms of PPI, after chairing the PPI GA, which was a very, very nice experience and a very beautiful part, I did a lot of transmitting information of PPI GA to pirates all around here in Lower Saxony, where I am, and mainly trying to explain is useful at all. I had lots of critics from here, and I think there's lots of work to do on base pirates to explain what PPI is for and what it can do, what it can be. Was quite difficult to talk about that, to be honest, to some people at least. Then I was talking with a lot of people around the planet on press level and on social media areas, people I know from before when I was working for agencies and stuff, and explaining about PPI, about what it does, about pirate parties generally, and trying to kind of make people curious a little bit about what we're doing. And I think I got a few people very interested in the ideas and the currents where we are trying to get rolling, and that basically was what happened with me here.
Okay.
Gregory.
Yeah, so I've created email addresses for everyone, pet accounts and other things. There's some wiki pages and so on. And what I did, well, just at the beginning of the meeting, I sent an email to archive.org to include board at ppinternational.net as a general address that is allowed to upload stuff to the Pirate Party International collection on archive.org, and created the user for that, which is the password for that is in the database, in the password database.
I have a question. How do we access the password database? We couldn't last year.
Well, whoever needs an access, request it and get an access. I actually created, last year I created for everyone, every board member, an email, an access, send it around, and almost no one but in the end Patrick and I forgot whoever actually used it. So I have not, I've been a bit hesitant to create it in the first place right now for everybody, but whoever wants an account can get it immediately.
Okay, I would like, please.
Well, a lot of people actually have an account.
How do we access it if we have the account?
You go to secret.pp-international.net and log in.
Okay.
Can you provide a short intro on that in a quick mail so that everyone is aware of the procedure?
Well, I did. Everybody who got an account got an email outlining what the database is, what it contains. It's a group password database based on TeamPass. And a lot of people, it's in the email, everything is there. But okay, I create whoever wants an account, please write me an email and I write back you encrypted password.
Okay. So first point of business today is the review of the rules of procedure of the board. Did everyone read the rules of procedure that as proposed in the pad?
Yeah, well, I was Gregory here. I just figured out to say that you can vote by writing the board. I just added like using the board mailing list, and maybe you should put in something that board mailing list is actually an official communication way, and you expect everybody to actually read it, because my impression was that some boards members from the previous board have not actually followed it.
That is the obvious. That is a somewhat disturbing idea to have to write it down as formally that our communications and distribution tools and emails are the official way of sharing information amongst the board.
Some people prefer to use only Lumio and no mailing list.
Yeah, but that is a communication tool or decision-making tool and not a organization and tracking tool and project management tool. Neither of those two tools are suitable to establish a working governance within a board. And this is one of the points that are worrying me, is that people confuse a governance to be able to work in an executive capacity and drive initiatives, and on the other hand, a tool to communicate and share informations, and on the other hand, a tool to gather and create a consensus about certain elements. For me, those are three different tools. There are three ways of approaching things. But in order to get transparent, to approach open data on governance and create a historical backlog of our activities and show progress, there is no 30 ways. A project management framework is the most suitable way for doing that. I'm not talking about a methodology, not talking about Agile, Scrum, PMBOK, or whatever. I'm talking about an information referential where all the decisions, all the issues, all the informations are categorized up front, where they are linked to milestones, where they are linked with projects in which we see the progress, so that people, when they come, when representatives of our members or someone from outside the party comes of the outside the PPI, they have an overview of all the activities. They have a central point where they see the progress. We don't have to re-engineer that. We don't have to publish it somewhere manually. We don't have to say, oh, but by the way, you can go check Lumio, you can go check the archives. We need a central point to be able to construct our governance, to be able to drive the initiatives, and to go further than has been done until now. The problem with all the tools that have been used up until now are they are not project-oriented. If we want to succeed, and as we heard from our former colleague about the institutionalization, and I don't like that word, of the work and how to present the work to make it visible, there is no other way. Putting milestones in paths is just creating a huge maze of documents to go through to understand where and what has been decided at some point. Because what we start today will not finish tomorrow, will not finish in 3 months' time. There are some of the projects we initiate today that will be a decade long. And in that point, we need to embrace a different perspective and different way to organize. Therefore, I've proposed you these rules of procedure, and I did propose to use Redmine as the tool to centralize all those. They're not excluding the debate tools, they're not excluding the communication tools, but it is a centralization tool to be able for us all to share the information, to share the progress as it happens. So if you're okay with the rules of procedures as posed, I would put it to vote. There is one last key element I would like to point out, is that I want to have democratic debate, and therefore I've added in the rules of procedure the process, the means for all the delegates or international coordinators to be able to put a referendum against a political decision of the board, so that their voices in that respect, if they don't agree, they can ask for a vote on that decision, meaning that their voice can be heard, but also all the voices of all the delegates can be heard. It is not about the people that are on the board, it's about the decisions, and thereby enabling everyone to participate in the growth of the PPI, and also to be engaging everyone.
Mr. Chair, may I make a suggestion to the board?
Yes.
Well, let's go through the rules of procedure paragraph by paragraph. So if there are questions that they might ask and be answered very quickly, so we will have a final decision very soon.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I ask you, because I'm used to doing such things, if I'm allowed to. Board meetings, questions? Non-agenda, paragraph 2. No question. Paragraph 3, publicity. Non-4, procedure. Okay, that's a bit more. That's paragraph 5, votes. Any questions on votes or comments?
Well, I want to comment. We had the tradition that alternate board members can cast their vote into the pod, but we haven't it in rules of procedures.
Thank you. Would it be good to just add it while alternate members are able to cast their votes without being notified, being calculated to the vote? Such text.
Yes, add advisory votes to rules of procedures.
I don't think it is needed. It is an information and it can be recorded, but statutory speaking, it doesn't need to be inscribed in the rules of procedure, because the rules of procedure have to reflect what is in the bylaws of PPI. Whether we have consultation about from the alternate board members, I think is something that we can keep without having to put it in the rules of procedure. I don't want to have a document that adds on traditions. The traditions are to be kept, and I'm a fervent believer that those need to be rekindled anyways, but I don't want to see them in a formal document.
I second that.
Okay. So just in case somebody wants to have it or something like that, I'll roll in. So well, I'll just line it down in 960. Otherwise, I will strike it out again. Let's strike it out.
Yes.
Okay. No objection. So any other further questions on paragraph 5? Votes?
Keith has a question. He wrote on the pad there in the chat section. He said, on the part where it says every member of Pirate Parties International can propose an agenda item to the board, he said, does every member also have the assurance that their item of inclusion will be included, or should the chairperson or board decide on whether to exclude and perhaps have to explain? He said, I worry that certain members could clutter the agenda with too many items for inclusion. Perhaps we have a limit.
Okay, I do understand the idea behind it, though I believe the board will take care of it itself and see fit that whatever is brought up to the agenda are either dealt with or being rejected by the board, because it's the sole role of the board itself to see fit which decision they should make.
Technically speaking, we can revise the rules of procedure at any time. In that respect, I believe that it's not necessary to bringing every case and putting limitations. If there is abuse, if there is cluttering or filibustering, then we will take care of it and ensure that we reuse other decision mechanism for the agenda item that will be brought up. We can use, for instance, Lumio if such issues are arising and we need to mature the items, or if there is a real debate that is to be driven on a particular issue rather than seeing a lot of items popping up for the agenda.
Yep, agree. Any further comments? None. Paragraph 6, meeting minutes. Just an addition on my side, well, up to now, most of the times the minutes have been published at least overnight, meaning latest 24 hours later, after the meeting.
Yes, yeah. It is a more general perspective, is that all the elements are ready in worst case at the closing of the regular agenda item submission time, so that everything is already under the bell, is wrapped up, and we have all 48 hours to study the agenda items and make our contributions and feedback on them and prepare the session.
No objections, Your Honor. Any further questions? None. Paragraph 7, tasks. Questions, comments.
Okay. There are two times, line 71, 73, it begins with the wording proposed change. So what is the final wording then? Or I assume that proposed change line words are not part of the proposal itself, right?
No, it is to replace line 70 for line 71, and it is to replace 72 with line 73.
Thanks. So, any further comments or questions? None. So let's carry on. Paragraph 8, general provisions.
Actually, sorry. I have a question what the line 75 actually means.
That carries over from last year where we started taking individual members, and it's just we made a provision that any board member can approve a supporting member that needs an approval process.
Then we need to clarify the wording and put the application of a supporting member or the application to membership.
Done. Yeah, that's even better. So, any final questions on the rules for tonight? If not, I will hand over to the chair again so he can go for a vote.
Who is agreeing to those new bylaws, to those new rules of procedure?
So by now that's Ray, Andrew, Bailey, Thomas, Guillaume, Keith. That's unanimous. So to say, motion passed.
Yep.
First motion passed. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'll pop the cork of the champagne bottle later. Okay, we have to designate two
Thomas, two more Thomas, positions. Do you put it in the wiki?
Gregory, what did you say?
I asked if Thomas can put it in the wiki.
Okay.
I'll do so, no problem. Guillaume?
Yeah. So, we have those two positions to fulfill as General Secretary and Treasurer. We will begin with the position of Treasurer. Are there any candidates that are presenting themselves for this position? I have heard the rumor that Keith was candidate for the position of Treasurer. Is that correct?
Now, why I would go for Keith being treasurer of this period we have, and I propose him as treasurer for the board, Thomas. Further candidates?
Anyone? Okay, so who is for Keith to become our treasurer?
Congrats.
Congratulations and welcome to this new position. I haven't been telling you about the staff that you will have as cashiers, but basically with the agreement of the Swiss Pirate Party and all the individuals that will be presented for the cashier's job, you will have a very skilled and proficient team to do all accounts payable and accounts receivable. In that respect, they will give you a lot of support in that job. Are there any candidates for the job of General Secretary? A part of Thomas. It has been renamed because Nikolai is asking why the chief of administration is not anymore present in the rules of procedure. Well, in the bylaws of PPI, there is no chief of administration. There is a general secretary that is defined as the person in charge of administration. Therefore, our rules of procedure have to be adjusted and the position renamed to general secretary.
And to be honest, Guillaume mentioned that oversight we've done in the past.
Who is in favor of Thomas becoming our general secretary?
Thank you, I do accept.
Congratulations, Thomas.
So basically from now on all the I can delegate all the organization of the board meetings. Cool. Thank you.
Oh well, wait a bit.
There you are.
Well, now let's go into more nitty-gritty details of we have now a PPI is now a Swiss resident, and in that regards we need a few people to make the admin thing running, and we need cashiers so that we can expedite the creation of a banking account and be able to cash in money, be able to disperse funds, and to have a follow-up on the monies. I have two things. I would like to propose you three candidates for that position. And I would like also to propose you roles and responsibilities for those three cashiers. Why three is basically to avoid any shortcomings in terms of presence so that we can ensure continuity. It's also to ensure that we have the rules of the four eyes, meaning that we have separation of segregation of duty. And last but not least, so that we have also people that can work with the treasurer to establish a financial governance. Because in the choice of the people that I'm presenting you tonight, we have a former lay auditor of the PPI with Patrick Valio. We have Marie-France Perrou, which is a staff member of the Swiss Pirate Party and is a former union secretary for one of the largest unions in Switzerland, if not the largest union, Marie-France Perrou. And last but not least, we have the current cashier of the Swiss Pirate Party, Rudu Sommer. So these people have demonstrated their engagement toward the party. They have demonstrated their professionalism in carrying on their duties, and therefore they have the qualities that we seek, and they have demonstrated their engagement for our cause, and they are reliable. So if you are agreeing to those, I would like you later on to support them. The other point, and it is important for both a formal perspective with the bank then with themselves so that they know which scope of work they have, what are their roles, what are their responsibilities.
Yeah, well, a question. May we add some small line for the proposal that the appointment can be withdrawn any time on decision by the board? Just in case.
We can add that. There is no problem. Actually, formally speaking, from a legal standpoint in Switzerland, any appointment can be withdrawn immediately.
Excellent. Thank you for getting all of that set up for us, Guillaume.
Well, I'm just trying to make it happen.
This is what PPI needs.
Definitely.
Call for vote.
Keith, if you don't mind, I'll take over the execution of that motion, since I'm going to be the one going to the bank and opening the bank account. The next motion about the selection of a banking establishment. I have two candidates to propose, which is the Alternative Bank of Switzerland, which pretends to be an ethical bank. But we've seen in the past year and a half that even though they claim to be ethical, they are just as dogged by human-related issues and political issues. Furthermore, I use them as my bank for the Section Vaud of the Swiss Pirate Party, and they put a huge amount of red tape in the process of opening bank accounts, which are totally undue, especially when it comes to political parties and stuff like that. We have had to actually enhance our bylaws because they didn't see fit the way that we described the power of attorney that we have given to board members to carry on the duties with the banking system.
Well, may I propose that we strike out the Alternative Bank of Switzerland? Because, I've learned a lot about ethical banks within the very last year, even in the process of helping out PPI on behalf of a bank account. And I've learned that ethical banks aren't that ethical as they tend to be. And from time to time, there are even more formalities not to be fulfilled by anybody than normal banks. So I would just propose to strike them out and just go for the Postbank first. And if they don't like us, there are other banks as well.
Postfinance is, I would say, a de facto candidate. It is owned by the Swiss government and the Swiss Post. So it is not a bank in its own right. This is the financial arm of the postal services of Switzerland, which are half privatized. So it's an insurance that it's not going into the hands of the big corporations, big bank corporations. And the big advantage that there is, our banking relationship is not restricted to one location. We can proceed with all the administrative process throughout all their branches in Switzerland. This is a huge advantage because if there are four people accessing the bank account, we don't need to go down to Geneva to sign any papers. We can do that in all respective location, whether it's Basel, Aarau, Lausanne, or Geneva, and thereby enabling us to go very quickly and proceed very quickly with that matter.
I second Thomas. Let's say we just strike the Alternative Bank Schweiz from this and then just go on to voting.
Okay. So I put the motion to the vote. Who is in favor of selecting PostFinance as our banking establishment in Switzerland? The motion as presented is approved.
Unanimously by all of the votes. I believe Guillaume will take care of it.
Nah, I won't. Of course I do.
Thanks, though. You're the responsible one.
Next one, domiciliation of PPI in Switzerland. In order to get registered with the official record of companies and association, in Switzerland, we need a address. I don't want to put my personal address as the headquarter as the location, because that would mean it is not a Geneva-based association, because I'm not resident of the Canton Genève, and therefore, and I don't want to have any individual to be responsible for that that point, and. In that respect, I believe that using the attorney of the Geneva Pirate Party is a sound solution, therefore I put that to the vote. Are those in favor? Please do announce yourself on the pad. Those against or abstaining, please.
I'm just going to correct a typo shortly.
Keith? Okay.
Unanimously passed again. Thank you.
And still responsible, me. Next point of agenda, financial authorization process. In order to create the rules of authority in the bank account, we need to set a basic workflow on how our payments will be executed and who will have visibility on the account. Does the proposed model suit everyone? Should I go into the details?
No, I think we've all read it.
I put the decision to the vote. The decision is unanimously approved. Responsible again, myself. Next item today, membership invoicing. There are two elements in that process. The first one is a full and complete review of all member of BPI, which is what some of our members have requested to assert their status, and also who are the persons of contact, and if the current delegates or representatives are still current and have the correct power delegation to conduct business within PPI. And the second element afterwards is the invoicing in itself. And in that respect, there is already a decision on membership dues. That decision might have to be revisited, but at the present time, my priority is more to understand what is going on with the members, where do we stand, and what is their overall position in respect to the formal FOO related to membership. I would like to point out, as I've discussed with some of you, that I don't think that we have to have a Cayenne mathematical metrics to calculate the membership fees for our members, and I would like to see the membership fees being calculated on the basis of the basic, very basic requirements that we have financially to make the PPI stay afloat. I'm not talking about hiring staff, I'm not talking about any other thing than the most basic funding requirements that we have, thus making us survive. All the rest we can gather per donation, and we will find other fundings as time goes.
Yeah, so, And just for information, the decision about the membership fees had been made in 2015 in Paris, being amended thereafter at the Online General Assembly in 2015. So the basic result is mentioned, as you can see, and I see there are a lot of questions. And well, I believe Guillaume will ask you if you have further questions now or if they are answered by no.
Can I just ask, I assume that the creation of the bank account would be a prerequisite for demanding membership fees from anybody?
That seemed logical. But the banking account, as soon as I received the signed bylaws and minutes of the GA that have been sent to me, will be a matter of a few hours, which means that by the end of next week, the bank account should be created.
Okay, it's good.
What are the costs of such a bank account?
About 20 francs
a year. A year?
Yeah.
And that includes all the money transfers and all the other transactions?
No, there is a cost per money transfers outside Switzerland. Inside Switzerland, they're free. That means that any payment that we do is free. Any money transfers would be within Switzerland for free in principle. Outside Switzerland, of course, there is international fees.
But as a next point, you're discussing accepting bitcoins, which would solve this.
Right.
Yes.
Are there any credit cards or similar material involved in the account?
We can have credit cards, but at the present time, I just want to have a basic account.
Does anybody know if we get access to the previous accounts, especially the Luxembourg one?
I'm not aware of that account. Who owns this account and under which authority is it currently run?
It's run from Luxembourg. We got a statement at the end of the last session, but we've had no access, so I cannot really tell you that.
But who is the account owner?
So the account in Luxembourg has been dissolved at the request of the previous board, and the funds has been transferred to the PayPal, which is operated by Kuhn.
Oh, when was that?
I believe you have to ask Sylvain Clément.
Right, no, if it's been dissolved and the money's transferred, that should be okay. Then it can be transferred from the PayPal account to the new Swiss account.
It means that the PayPal account should be registered. Oh, it can't. We cannot transfer the PayPal account, so we need to transfer. Oof. It's going to be undue costs there. That's annoying.
Well, it could be... I was going to say, if Bitcoin was used, that could be done through Bitcoin. But we can work that out later. That's then just a technical issue.
And by the way, because I put into the today's minutes for the agenda the link to the last decision on membership fees, I'm just a bit disappointed that somebody just deleted those lines. Thank you. Back again.
Yeah, I'm not sure who would do that, but just to reiterate kind of what I said on the pad there, I mean, I understand that, like, you know, we have costs just to maintain this organization that, you know, we're responsible for in a number of different ways. I guess I just worry about, you know, when we have mandatory membership fees, and I mean, I get that they're, you know, they could be small, but I guess I just worry about lack of funding preventing anyone from, or any party from becoming a member of PPI, or, you know, just preventing participation. And I don't want to see that. To me, that's inherently wrong. I don't think that lack of funds should ever prevent anybody. And I get that, you know, there are some parties who can afford to pay membership fees, and that's fine. Like, we can definitely, I'm definitely for asking them to throw us some money our way. But again, I also worry about the smaller ones who, you know, might not have a whole lot to be able to spare. And if the fee is really, really small, then sure. But as long as we're keeping things reasonable, I think, and as long as we're understanding of those who can't pay fees for whatever reason, then yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to bring up my concern with that.
Yeah, the problem, to be honest, as we have a standing decision by our members to collect fees, for some reason, I thank you, Gregory, because I believe you even posted the calculation from Paris, which is a bit before the online general assembly we've had, which is about similar to the decision they've made thereafter. Everybody might have a look at what party might pay what and so on. But I do agree to Gregory, who set it out. This discussion was placed here, and it's about collecting the data, taking care of our responsibility to collect money. So Precept will be gathering information further on, calling for the money.
Yeah. To address your concern.
Well, this is an old calculation for Paris. The what Binance decided by OnlineJ is approximately 10 times less. So for Canada, it would be about 28 euros.
Not even that,
you think? No. I think it was about 28 euros, about a tenth of what's in the sum column. So basically, for smaller parties, it is basically free. For the parties with seats, it's a little bit more expensive. There's also a cap of maximum 20% of the contribution to the whole PPI budget. But the point is, the discussion here is moot right now because it is a decision by the PPI GA, and it should be taken to the PPI members if it is to be changed. But it is nothing that can be changed by the board.
Bailey, to address your concern, unfortunately, we are fiduciary obligated to execute what the GA has decided on that point. I'm not the one that will be calling whether a member is to be accepted or not, or if it is just or unjust. I think that overall we need to revise that and find ways that are smarter to elicit membership and foster membership amongst the non-members of the pirates that are not members of PPI. But we will make a proposal to the next GA with a new roadmap to membership, with new membership fees.
I found the new table. I just put a link into it. And the new table, the Canada was, sorry, a little bit more than 38. It's 34 euros and 6 cents.
Right. And when you, I guess, switch over the currency, like from Canadian dollars to euros, it's much more than that on our budget. I mean, we're not members anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
You say the Canada have a budget more than 40 Canadian, less than 40 Canadian dollar a year?
No, I'm just saying that's more than what you're saying when you actually convert the currency. And I mean, Canada's not a member anymore anyway, so it doesn't really concern us. But I'm just thinking, you know, like some parties, believe it or not, might not even have that much to spare. And again, yeah, like I get it. We have to support ourselves. We have fees. We have, you know, and I get it. This was a decision made at a GA and we are obligated to fulfill that. I just want people to be aware that these concerns are going to come up, not only from me, but from other people also. So just keep that in mind that, you know, even if we think that something might be a reasonable fee, that doesn't mean that it is for everyone, and we might have other people address that with us in the future. So it's just
really,
food for thought.
It is not with us that it needs to be addressed. It needs to be addressed in the GA with the plenary members. We can propose an amendment and support the change, but it is not up to us to decide that. The GA has bestowed on us the fact that there is a membership fee and it needs to be collected. We can delay the collection, but I think that it wouldn't be the right message overall. We can also ask the GA afterwards, after the first batch, to revise the membership fee model with the feedback that we're going to be collecting. And I believe it's much a stronger case that we will get if we have pushback and people voicing concerns about their membership fee, rather than pushing back ourselves this model. It has been accepted by the GA after long debates, and in that respect, we have to take it over and make it happen. Afterwards, they will face the result of this decision, and they will have to take a new decision. But let's not try to substitute ourselves to the GA. The GA has the responsibility, we have ours. Ours is to make it happen.
Yeah, I respect that. Again, just food for thought.
Yep, no problem. Are you in favor of the proposed decision?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then let's put it to vote and let's make it happen. Keith, Andrew?
I've abstained.
Okay.
Motion passed. I'll do my best on collecting the data.
Okay. Does the board accept Bitcoin as a currency?
Motion passed unanimously. Keith, you've got a job.
Next item on the agenda is the creation of virtual postal address for PPI. The Swiss Postal Services offer a virtual mailbox, meaning that you don't need to have a street address or a PO box defined. You just have to say Pirate Parties International, 1200 Geneva, Switzerland, and basically all the mail gets delivered to an address we define. For instance, mine. But outward, it is going to a non-localized address, so that if we print documents, business cards, we put a postal address on websites or documents, this address will continue to work and survive any changes. Do you agree to have the English version as a virtual postal address? The cost of it is 20 francs a year. We can also do a French version of it, as we're located in Geneva, and the official language is French.
To be honest, I'd like to have it both languages, so let's go for both, because, well, it's each, and you already said so. So I believe the decision would be just going for both of it. So 30 francs, I believe we'll manage it somehow.
I have a question. Somebody corrected the title in the line 384 to Partis, yes. Piraté International. Is this now correct, French?
Yep.
Yeah, because it's party is international, party is as plural, and Parti Pirate International, as it was written, was singular. Someone already made me made a remark to that. The French newspapers and medias jumped on the idea that it was Parti Pirate International, party being singular. The question is, do we have any translated names for Pirate Parties International in other languages than English?
Yes.
There is a statute of the Pirate Parties International headquarters written in French, but their name is their party, Pirate Parties International headquarters in French. Yeah. This is actually English wording used in French statutes.
Yes, but I mean, in more general context of localizing Pirate Parties International, was the name already translated officially in various languages or not at all?
Not officially. Various news outlets used different wordings throughout the years in different languages.
What do we need?
Bastian?
So, like in Russian media, usually quite often used Pirate International without parties. That's just Pirate International.
Well, the question is correct.
The impression is good, yeah.
Yeah, to be honest, by now there has been no such official translation, but I believe that might be a subtask to this one, so we can find out what Pirate Parties International could be named by any language in the world, and Parti Pirate International, being the French version, might be first step having it in here.
Yep.
So we have two addresses, one in English, one in French.
Yep.
If someone writes a physical letter, shortening it, PPI, with a CH 1200 Geneva, Switzerland, will that arrive as well?
Nope. And PPI is probably too short and they will not accept it as an address.
Can we maybe add PPI after the Pirate Parties International? That means Pirate Party International, then PPI, and then the rest.
We can.
Because the sense it makes, it for sure, some people, when they write letters or some organizations, they won't bother writing Pirate Parties International. They will just sometimes write PPI, and then we should have the security that also this kind of letters arrive.
Yes, we can. No problem.
Thank you.
Next agenda item, since it was the decision seems to have been accepted by almost everybody. So I'll put formally the decision to the votes. Who is in favor of those two virtual postal boxes? Or against or abstain? Please cast your vote now. Okay, thank you very much. The decision has been accepted unanimously. Motion passed. Next point, which is a task. Could it be possible to renew all SSL certificates on our platforms? Who could take care of that? Gregory?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
And I did the old one, so.
Yeah, and I believe it will be Let's Encrypt as, even Freedom Not Feared others are switching to Let's Encrypt, even Power Parties do at the very moment.
That's fine.
Using SSL as a synonym.
That's good. So I put the item to the votes. Those in favor of this task, please cast your votes. Those against or abstain, please do so as well. Okay. Next agenda item. I would go with the GA and other appointments. Is there candidates for the position for press, social media, admins? Do we want to proceed by retaining the current people that man those tasks and see if the tasks evolve and we need other people or change the roles of the people depending on how we want to engage?
Well, by now, I believe there's only one appointment made still being active. That's Jelena for all the social media stuff at the very moment. And I believe we'll have to redefine some kind of positions in the future. So I would suggest that we today would just say, well, let it be as it is, and we go for a call of candidates for whatever we need to have in the very future. So I believe I'd go for let us work on it in the meantime and ask people to bring in their applications in the future to, I believe, whatever date we will find, but we will have to work out the applications first. So I propose let us prepare the applications next for the next meeting, and what kind of position there has to be in our thinking. We do have enough communication channels to discuss it up front, hopefully open enough. So everybody is informed, and if the board decides next meeting, go for it would be the best to do.
I am fine with this proposal. So we appoint Yelena as a social media community manager for now, and then we'll see for the rest of the positions. Is that okay with the board?
Seconded.
I was too lazy to record all the votes, so I copy pasted.
Yeah, that's okay.
So has anybody, everybody made his vote? Who doesn't, just say so. So motion passed unanimously. Responsible, I just put in vote. Guillaume, are you still there?
Oh yes, I haven't fallen asleep yet.
Oh, that's very good. Should we go forward to item number 8, GA 2016 aftermath?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's go ahead. I believe you all have the feedback pack by now, and you all monitored what's written down there. As I believe this is not fully complete by now, I would recommend just take it into account. And we should discuss at length in a separate meeting of the board, including the members. That would be my suggestion, aside from any kind of a board meeting, so we can see what improvement we can do for the very future. Would that be acceptable?
I second that proposition. I think a full debriefing is required. I have already taken an immediate action to improve the voting process in the sense of having a tool that is enabling all delegates to vote online, and that all the results are immediately visible for all attendees to see the score, and basically the setup of each vote can be done in a very short time notice. For instance, when we have candidates that are declared at the last minute for a position, that this is not a very cumbersome tool to set up. And actually the access to the tool is granted upon accreditation on the same day, using either PGP or even a simple challenge response mechanism to authorize a delegate to vote.
Yeah, thank you for the initiative. By the way, should we have a date and time for it by now? So just have a look at the calendar and find out what time of date would be good to discuss it. Though I believe upfront information and sending it to the pad is crucial as well. Yeah, so it can be structurized before the meeting, so we will have a really good thing and not just chit-chatting.
You want to go through the details of the feedback now, or just finding the date and then we call for a meeting?
I'd suggest let's go for a meeting, time and date, and go into the details then, because I believe if you go into the details tonight, it might be a never-ending story.
True.
Definitely, and for my person, I'm abstaining today of any comments regarding to that.
So, to give members the opportunity to get notice of it, I believe 2 weeks would be a bit short. I'd say 3 weeks would be good enough. I suggest Saturday, the 20th of August, or 19th Friday. Depends on the time.
Right. The time is crucial for members who are not in the European time zone.
Yep, so I'd go for a Saturday only, which is Saturday 20th. Which time would be best for all of us? I believe, Andrew, you've got the most experience by now.
Yeah, this time is okay, but we should also allow people to input by other means so that their views can be heard.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned the power to have the input.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if some sort of questionnaire would also help, in that we sort of it's not only just what they think, we just ask specific questions and see what their reaction is.
Yeah, but what time of day would you suppose for having the meeting? Proposary.
Right. Well, this time is fine for me, but for people in Australia, for instance, Japan, Vietnam, so on, it comes towards the middle of the night. You know, the sort of 3 o'clock in the morning sort of thing.
To be honest, for me, I don't care if it's 6 in the morning or 20 in the evening or midnight. As I have those meetings as well, like having 3 in the morning, being part of PPI in the past as well. So sometime I believe we need to have to have this suggested. So at a specific time we might meet up.
Bailey, what's the time by you?
I'm pretty much open to whenever, honestly, whether it's during the day, my time, or I don't mind being up in the middle of the night either. So, yeah, whenever.
No, I mean, what's the time now?
Oh, the time now. Sorry. It's 5:40 in the evening.
In the evening. Okay, so that helps also for North and South America. So this time is probably about right. So 2200, that is European Standard Time.
So it looks for me, if we would go for, for Europe, going for mid-morning somewhere on a Saturday might be fit for all of us.
We could put into 2 different parts, where if people are just mainly inputting what they felt and their suggestions, we could have 2 separate meetings and collate the information gathered.
Could you specify it in text line 441, please?
Okay. Okay.
Line 100 hours.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Yeah.
I'm just trying to find the middle way.
Yeah, it would just to encourage more participation. And just sort of to reiterate, if we had a sort of set number of questions, that people can also add what they want, but were you a remote delegate or at Berlin, and you know, how did you find the use of proxies, how did you find voting in Mumble, etc., etc.?
Lovely.
Yep, we'll develop a short form for that, and I'll either put it on the WordPress of PPI, or I'll use the WordPress of the Swiss Pirate Party and publish directly a link to that questionnaire. If that's okay with you guys.
If you publish it on web page, I don't care.
Yes, we can also send it to the list.
Definitely. Send you the list of I'll open a pad.
But we already have a pad for the feedback, to be honest.
No, but for the questionnaire.
Okay, that's okay. So will you take over responsibility for all of it, Guillaume? And I believe Andrew might help you out with the list of participants from Berlin itself.
Yep.
Well, yes. Yes, I've got direct experience of the Mumble experience, so I can certainly help there.
Any further things on the GA 2006 that you need to mention tonight? obviously not. Should we go on a review of pending issues? Because I know Bailey have written a long comment on it.
Am I good to go? Or are we moving on?
Yeah, just take the lead.
All right. So I wasn't sure where else to put this one. So I stuck it here. But basically, in the next couple weeks, next week or two, I'm going to be contacting some of the parties, actually all of them, the parties who have left PPI over the last couple of years. I want to know what their issues were, and what made them make that decision. Because I think it's very, very, very important that we understand their perspectives on that and understand what their problems were, and so that we can do whatever we can to improve on this end. And I'm also, Thomas suggested that I talk to board members also, previous board members who were on the board at the time of these parties leaving. So I'm definitely going to do that as well. I just want to understand where everybody was coming from and see what we can be done and see if we can build some bridges again.
And I will support you in that task.
Awesome. Does anybody have any questions or comments about that?
It's an absolutely great initiative, Bailey. And if there's anything I can help with when, you know, finding the right people, just let me know.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I also have contact to quite a few of those parties, especially Australia, Iceland. So, yeah, I can give you a hand there as well.
Excellent. Now, I was thinking, because, I mean, this was kind of a crazy weekend, that GA, right? So I think I'm going to hold off from talking to my international coordinator from Canada for a little while. I do want to have a conversation with Travis about pulling us out of PPI, but I do want things to cool down a little bit, because I know that there's been, and we've all seen it, there's ongoing tension, there's still tension there, and I want that to calm down a little bit before I have another conversation with him about it. So I will do that, but I'm going to focus on the others first, I think.
Yeah, great initiative. Thanks, Bailey, because I believe we all need the feedback, and I'm very happy to be out of this, because I've been involved in the past and may be, blinded, like others.
And Bailey, if you need any help from my side, I'm already in talk with a few pirate parties as well, same style as you do. And if you need any support or help, just let me know.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well, I believe, Bailey, you've got a big job to do. And, we're waiting the results. Asking the previous board, are there other pending issues we haven't had in mind for today's meeting, you have had on the schedule or whatever? Do you have any information, because we need this kind of a transition as well, because we are not almighty and know all things.
Well, actually, one of my concerns is this actual handover, although at this point, unlike last year, we have ex-members on, previous members on board, which helps a lot. We were left floundering. We need to organize a list of what resources we have. There is a pad that was taken from the UK pirate pad, which we didn't know about until like a month before the end of our term. I'll post it to the minutes. And sort of it's who's responsible, so we don't have to sort of wonder who does what.
Cool.
Thanks, Andrew, because I believe I know the very pad, that's 2014 minus IT. Well, that's only not the the only one. There are several ones, I believe. Thanks. So we will continue that definitely because it's, I believe, part of the stuff for going for admins and such.
Yeah. Yes, and also I'd like to get things like having direct contact with the people who provide our service, the admin. We've been unable to get hold of that person or even find out who it is. So if we can't do that, I would suggest we change service at some point.
Definitely. I believe we're all with you on that because we want to have full control as much as possible, and see if there are people being really responsible on behalf of PPI in the future. Anything else we need to have on the review of funding issues?
There's one point that we need to clarify with Kuhn is the balance of the PayPal account he holds on behalf of PPI.
Right, I will give Keith access to that PayPal account.
Okay, do you know the current balance of that account?
I do indeed, just a moment. Actually, they'll just log in because apparently there should be a payment from the Luxembourg bank account. A moment. We have 169 euros 52 cent. I see no transfer from the Luxembourg bank account being present.
Okay.
I'll put that in the
that PayPal account is linked to which bank account or person? Kuhn himself or to the Luxembourg bank account?
No, that was to Kuhn himself, myself, Anders, and also a member at PPI. Well, the part is the member address, pp-international.net.
Okay, but the physical ties in the sense where a PayPal account needs to be linked with a bank account, to whom was it related to?
That's probably Kuhn. Just a moment. I'm not sure it has to be a bank account, actually.
Yeah, to be honest, it might be clarified outside the meeting. So I believe Andrew's got the task and, just share the information.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks. There has been the question about supporting members, how many of them? I have in mind 14.
Now we can make 15.
Okay. And an additional question, have they been informed of being a supporting member? It means, hello, welcome, blah, blah.
Yes. Except for the members who are already been on the board or in supporting roles.
Yeah, and I see in the question from Gregory, I'd like to have a confirmation with the HSMS membership number one, admin in the very first board meeting after individual matches, individual members were introduced. I cannot
say. Yeah, I wrote to Gregory. He did not reply. I waited a few weeks and then went on. So he has got the number 0000. Bastion has the number one.
Okay.
Apparently Gregory was in America at the time or something like that.
Okay, we clarify that outside of the meeting, I'd say. So we know about numbers. And just in case, I believe I've got a front number as well. So just in case, we might change it.
We certainly can.
So hand over on the numbers. Will you take care of the register, or shall I take over, Andrew?
If you wish. There's a register in the wiki. The only thing that's not on there, of course, is the individual email addresses. I can send you that separately.
Okay, so let's have a talk about it. Who takes care of it in the future? I believe not to be clarified tonight, so we'll find a way, because I believe we all have got tasks to do.
Yeah, but I agree that more than one person should hold this sort of information. If I fall dead, then we've lost. Well, no, that's all on the PayPal account at the moment, but it's always better when two people have critical information.
Yeah, plus, well, to be honest, I'd like to have it on the CRM or whatever database we use in the future.
Agreed.
Okay, and so just send it to me so I have it, and we talk about who might do the job on the run.
Yep.
No, yeah, it's a case for COA. They're definitely good. You know, to ask, well, several board members and COA, not only the only one. Anything else for review on pending issues? I believe we'll have it again on the next agenda as well.
Yes.
So if there's nothing else for tonight, you might come up with a talk. I would like to continue.
Okay. Next item is the review of ongoing projects. And there is a tremendous amount of information and leads that Bailey shared with us. There are comments from Nikolai on the understanding committees. As a side note, there is already the motion 08 from the 2015 GA about the standing committees. So what I'll do is basically give Bailey the floor, and she can talk about the way that she wants to see the activism part and how we can proceed with that.
Okay, so I have a number of different things here, and just to clarify with everyone, some of these things are going to be possible sooner, like in the next couple of weeks, I think, but other things are definitely going to take much longer to be able to put into practice. So just keep that in mind. These are just kind of things that I've been working out in my head and brainstorming. So feel free to give me any feedback afterwards. So the first thing I have there is something we can do with the mailing list. Just like updates about various like activism stuff happening around the world with pirates everywhere. So my idea is, you know, let's keep in touch with everyone, collect information about what events they're having, protests, any kind of direct action, any election stuff that's going on, contact info of like who's organizing these things, which party is it, you know, is it even with a party or is it individual pirates who aren't necessarily doing it under a specific banner? And my idea is like, let's send out weekly or even bi-weekly or monthly, depending on how much information we get and how frequently, just emails that are summarizing different activities happening around the world, and how to contact people, how to support people. So, you know, this, you know, pirate events happening this week around the world and list them. And you know, that information about who to contact and how we can support each other. Because I'm sure that some things, it'll be really useful to have an international network to be able to support various endeavors around the world. So that's an idea for the mailing list. And I know that there's a lot of issues with the mailing list right now and different feelings on how it should be used. So there's one thing. And I don't think we should, when it comes to sharing information about what everybody's doing, I don't think that there should be any kind of discrimination between members or non-members of PPI. I think that everybody should be included in that who wants to be. And I think we should also support alternative projects by non-members too, whatever that looks like. I also have International Days of Action, which I'm not sure how often that's been happening with Pirate Party stuff, but I can definitely see that being a possibility, where everybody around the world is coordinating an action, you know, where we all do a specific thing at a certain time, or, you know, just as an example. So there's that. It would be really useful to coordinate some of that stuff. I also thought it would be cool if we got to a point where we could have monthly workshops online that are open to the public as well as members, whether it's over Skype or Mumble or just live stream from somewhere. Because there's so many different issues and skills that we can all learn from each other. So I think it would be really awesome to be able to put on like a monthly presentation of some sort, just for everybody to participate in and enjoy. There's also online petitions, which is kind of an obvious one. I mean, we could be creating our own around whatever the big issue is at the time, or, you know, sharing petitions that are done by other people. And that could also go with the mailing list idea above. That could just probably be included in that. Also, keeping in contact and networking with other kind of digital activist groups. I mean that very vaguely, but not just pirate parties even, but, you know, like any group that's focusing on the same issues that we're interested in as pirates. I think it would be really useful to network with each other and build some community there. This is kind of like the online workshop idea, but having interviews with pirates around the world, whether they're individuals or representing specific parties, and then maybe publish that interview on the website. I think that would be really cool. And I mean, another thing underneath that is, and this is probably something more far off, but it's what came to mind anyway, but having some kind of legal support or prisoner support. Because there's a lot of people around the world, lots of activists, lots of journalists, lots of our own people who are in pirate parties themselves, who are fighting for the same things that we are, but are facing legal issues for whatever reason. I mean, there's Lori Love, you know, there's lots of people. And I think it would be really cool if we got to a point where we could actually meaningfully support those who are struggling with, you know, some kind of messed up legal situation, or, you know, people who are possibly facing prison time or in prison. How can we support them? Because they're one of us, you know, they're still part of our community. So I put a couple of examples. I mean, I think we're all WikiLeaks supporters, Freeanons. We could, you know, maybe eventually we'll have some lawyer contacts also that could help us. And I also have fundraising at the bottom there, which is very vague. There's so many different ways we can fundraise, but I threw it in there. So those are some ideas that I've come up with. There's obviously these things are endless. There's so much more that can be put in there, and I encourage all of you to add to that list or critique it or whatever. Yeah, but these are the things that I've been thinking of.
Okay, that's a good summary. I think we'll have to craft on that one and develop an action plan and put that in perspective in a timely fashion so that people can understand when they can start to engage, at which time point, and which criticality we can bring forth in that respect. I believe that there's plenty of work to be done in that perspective, leveraging the tools we have, leveraging the network, and make it happen. I've seen the discussion online about the standing committees. I do believe that we're going to have a serious amount of work to do on that area as well in order to bring them alive and make them happen. And in that respect, I will take the lead on some of those, but at first I want to straighten things with a strong communication plan, and before that also set up a project management governance so that people know the rules of engagement before we create working groups, so that they have basis on how we work, how we take decisions, and how we create consensus in a clear fashion, not just throw them at technology, but bring the people in a way of working so that everyone can engage in the same way and have the same expectations about how we operate things, rather than be disappointed because it doesn't go their way or it doesn't go fast enough. And we need to address those challenges right on, so that we create the right level expectation. Is there any comments on the standing committees?
Yes, the standing committee, Gregory here. Just for reference, the standing committees have been established as a decision of the Online General Assembly. And as such, it is should not be discussion if it's meaningful or not. It is have to be fulfilled. And it says, the decision says that every standing committee that is at least those have to be established, the board can establish more if it seems fit, and that every standing committee should a responsible board member attached to it that should facilitate and make sure that it's actually happen and encourage people to participate and so on and so on. So please reread the decision of the online GA, and I actually think that is a little bit unlucky that nothing happened during the last year.
Gregory, in order to make things happen, we have to first address the issue why things are not happening.
Well, in this case, it's clear the board has ignored the decision of the previous board has ignored the decision of the General Assembly, and also have not communicated that this decision to ignore it to the members. So otherwise, it could have been interference. So you can ask again if the members are still standing by their decision to introduce working groups, but I would not really see a point in doing that.
Gregory, I'm not discussing the validity of having working groups. I'm discussing the point that in order to operationalize working groups, you need to have unified ways of handling work. And you have to have unified tools. You know, have engagement rules, and therefore you need to create a project management governance. Else, the point is moot to create groups, staff groups, and have them sit idly in their corner without having ways to report their progress, without having ways to create their scope of work, and without to create work mandates. In that regard, we need to first create a governance that everybody agrees upon so that everybody works on this, by pulling on the same string. That is my point here, in order to make things work.
By the way, just as an addition, the decision of that has been made said, well, let's build up standing committees. The board will not intermingle how they deal with their own stuff, knowing they will establish a way forward and their own processes, whatever needs they need to have or whatever. I believe we can use the rat mine definitely. And as I know that the 2000, well, one of the previous board asked for establishment, asked for members, asked for a meetup. And to my knowledge, I might be wrong. Except those people being on the board, nobody just showed up, as even the parties not even forwarded the invitation for these committees to their own members. That's our experience and my experience, and I believe we should just go forward, ask for it again. Well, dear members, we have a standing decision, blah, blah. Here is the theme, and I believe if I look at the World Finance Group, I believe even those people being today being announced will be in a way an active part of it, etc., etc. Communication group is in a way intermingled with the announcement for social media in the future, etc., etc. But I believe we'll find a way forward to get those parts into movement again. Just omitting that whatever have happened in the past, it just didn't happen. People just didn't show up. So just to say it simple, we need a way forward, and I believe we'll do so.
I hear you both, Gregory and Thomas, but I still maintain my position is that in order to achieve collaboration, we need a plane of reference. And without that, without demonstrating that we can work with tools and show progress, people will not mobilize. If people are not engaging, that's because they don't see progress. And in that respect, the only way to do that, as I introduced this board meeting, is to create visibility, is to create transparency, is to create the ways to work to get better. And it will take some time. Our first priority and first order of business is to operationalize PPI, is to make the board is working, that the legalese are happening, we gain an overview over what is happening in the real world out there with pirates, how many are engaged in which combat, which fights, and how we can support and gain and provide visibility to those. Once we've done that, then we'll address the working committees with the project governance, because the project governance will not only be for the standing committees, but also will be for the projects that we're going to be onboarding in regards to bigger programs such as the ones about cybersecurity, about digital human rights, about patents, immaterial rights, and so on. And in that respect, we need to first establish that working base, how we do things, before trying to set up groups that don't know how to work, how to report, and everyone goes and strays their own way. Because if everyone strays their own way, we will lack that oversight and we will not be able to provide results. Even if it's a very simple one sentence on a blank page, but the one sentence might be the one that will make the PPI move forward by miles. So let's make that happen and then go on and produce things in little groups, because the groups will want to have visibility, will want to have recognition, and without any means to do that without having an overview, there is no way that we can communicate in a timely fashion. That's my point. Which is a nice segue to the next point about the communication.
Yeah, let's be at this item, because we have some other parts like Think Twice conference being up front now, though me knowing it has been below before, but I don't care. That's an ongoing project we should continue and have on our agenda again.
I believe that we need to encompass Think Twice. We need to encompass the Pirate Security Conference. We need to also think about developing a localized Think Twice conferences, and also online versions of Think Twice, building upon the model of what TEDx has developed over the time, and also develop capabilities to broadcast and give cookbooks to people to be able to deliver that online.
Okay, so I just put it in. Think Twice Conference will be a single item for the next board agenda, so we just can discuss it in length and depth.
Exactly. The remarks that have been ongoing about the communication, what I've noticed is two key elements. Media visibility is quasi inexistent for PPI. We don't have a sufficient clout to move international medias, to even do a sideline in international medias. We need to set up a media development plan, meaning that we need to build up relationships with medias. We need to build up internal communication. We have to go above and beyond the fact that boards are not sharing the information. Parent parties boards don't want to share the information, then we'll need to bring it to every single board. And therefore, we need to find new ways and strategies to communicate. Furthermore, I'm very dissatisfied with the level of antagonization that is to be seen on the current mailing list of PPI. Whether it is ill-formulated communication or simple interpersonal issues that have taken over the time, the relationships, we need to get away from that. But we need to maintain communication. We need to drive communication in a different way. So if you agree with me, I would like to drive the development of a communication plan in two increments over the next two board meetings with lateral or multilateral talks to find new ways to engage the international coordinators, the delegates, boards of the parent parties, the individual members, as well as external stakeholders as the international community, the NGOs, and the press. I would like also to see which tools can we leverage to enhance that communication and to create sufficient visibility for us to be able to drive initiatives and not be on the back seat or even outside on the street when things are happening, but rather inside in the rooms, within the conversation, within the discussions about topics. Because if we are not there, we can't contribute. And if we can't contribute, we don't fulfill our goal, if I'm not wrong. So are you all in favor for the development of a communication plan based on the feedback and based on a survey that we will develop and address to boards, to delegates, to international coordinators to gain their feedback, as well as do a general survey to our further members of the pirate movements? Any questions?
Dr. Schiller, I have Gregory here. Sorry, I have a notice. According to the rules of procedure, that you passed paragraph 1.4, that if the board meeting is taking longer than 1:30, a break of 15 minutes is scheduled and the meeting adjourns. May I call for this meeting adjournment?
Bio breaks 15 minutes for all. Do you all agree with that?
Sure.
Okay, you can pick a minutes. Time that is feasible, but actually it's just like take over 2 hours now.
No, it's fine. We can adjourn for 15 minutes and go on and finish the discussion because there is not that many more items.
Can we take a vote? I'd like to carry through. Let me take a vote to suspend that particular item for this this meeting.
For me, just saying yes or no. Do we want to develop the communication plan?
That's right. Keith's saying he might fall asleep.
Okay. We have one more item, and that's all.
Yes, I'd like to move that we carry on. Can we vote on that, please? Or is there a seconder?
Seconded.
Seconded.
Bailey?
Yep.
Keith? Okay, then we'll drive through those remaining two items. So do you agree with the development of a communication plan over the next two board meetings?
Yep.
Okay, unanimously agreed. Next item, duration of 90 days, 80 days, 1 year, and 2 year action plan. I will not go into the details, because basically it's rehashing all the elements we've been discussing tonight. If there is any input, additional input, please feel free. Can I go with that draft and communicate with that draft as my second question? Communicate to external stakeholders such as the State of Geneva, the Confederation, the Swiss Pirate Party, and some others. Are you in agreement with that? And furthermore, develop that over the next two board meetings. Thomas?
Sorry, I had to switch bats.
Okay. Okay, next question and last main item in the board meeting is drafting a press release regarding the discussions of tonight and what we've decided, as well as the highlights of our action plan. Does the board agree on such a draft and preparation of a release?
Seconded. Just go ahead and put in the vote.
Yep.
Okay. Are there any questions from the audience at this point?
Well, just setting it out because asking a question, because I believe, as we've talked about it before, this is an item builder which will be on the agenda for all of us in the future, just in case a member shows up and we'll have just questions, etc. So, calling the board, question and answers, this is free for all.
That is also intended to the listener of the of board meeting. Is there anyone having questions? Please page us if you have questions. If not, we will go to the next point. Okay, no question from the attendants. So we will go to the next point, which is any other business. Thomas, you introduced a quick announcement.
Yeah, definitely, because though it took very long this year, Freedom for Not Fear just had found the date for their conference in Brussels this, so it's 14th to 17th of October. And as we are, PBI is a supporter, as we decided, I believe, in 2015, maybe 2014. I hereby give the information, and they do go for, well, they need some help. If anybody is interested in delivering conferences, parts of it, etc., just write it into the wiki. You will be contacted definitely by the organization. And if you have any questions, just ask me. I will send you forward the appropriate emails.
Okay.
That's all for me.
So I close this first board meeting of the PPI at 2:27. The next board meeting will be in 2 weeks' time. Do you want to change the starting time and bring it 1 hour ahead of time, meaning 9 p.m. Central European Summer Time? Would that be okay with all of you?
Fine by me.
Fine by me.
Yes, please.
Keith would like it earlier, if possible.
Okay.
Which I have no objection to in New Zealand.
Yeah, and we have to find a new schedule for the meetings. That can be done next meeting.
Okay.
Can I just sort of ask that when the agenda is proposed, that Keith be notified so he can put in postal votes if he needs to?
This is the reason why the agenda is closed, is tabled 48 hours in advance, so that any member of the board can already put his comment or his vote ahead of time.
Right, of course, that's right. It's the new procedural.
Yep.
Good. So he's saying he was trying to stay awake anyway. Yeah.
That's the sense of it, is to have those 48 hours so that we can either consult or place already our vote ahead of time so that we can expedite the items if needs be.
Yeah, last year with Lumio was quite useful for that. It's quite easy to go in and vote and comment if necessary.
The thing is, I want just to track it on Redmine. I don't mind if it's on Lumio or on Redmine. Redmine has the same features, as simple as clicking yes, no, or abstaining. So the same features also to be able to comment.
Yeah, we could probably discuss that next time.
Yep. So the I will want to thank you all for your time, and I hope that we can be as productive as this over the next years.
Yeah, and thank you all for tonight's meeting. I believe it has been quite productive and, well, lead to the future, and we will have more in-depth discussion in the future, as I believe as we had today a tight schedule. Thanks for attending. See you next time on the 9th of August.